All right.
Okay, so I'm here in the forum on Granville Street with the two producers of 30 Live, which is Vancouver's newest independent music series, Leon Feldman and Dan Tanner. Thanks for having me, guys.
No worries, man.
Yeah. No problem. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. So tell me a little bit about sort of the start of 30 Live.
Well, the forum came about just before the Olympics, and they tried to go with a club vibe. But to be honest with you, it really wasn't working, and I suggested to them some time ago about doing live music. I had a concept where we were only going to promote and put on local Vancouver bands, saw a niche in the market, came up with an initial gig where Riot, Vespertine and Free City Collective were going to play. From there, and in the planning for that, I met Leon, who's the lead singer of Riot. Whereas I've got the ideas and had the concept and the brand in mind, Leon had more of the local knowledge of local bands and things like that. So we found that we worked really well together, and now we're partners in what is 30 Live, a night that exists purely to promote local Vancouver talent.
Yeah, it was really funny. Like when we first met, he had all the ideas, but he didn't know that many local bands. And having been doing this for the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, just playing around town, I knew so many bands, and I knew that there were so many great bands. And he asked me, you know, do you know bands? And I said, yes, I do. And basically from there, he decided that we were going to team up, and he was going to do the promotion, and I was going to do the talent searching and the talent handling. And we've created kind of a perfect sort of yin
perfect
and yang,
version.
You know,
yeah.
Exactly. So it's worked out great so far.
Yeah. Right on. And so, as a musician, was it something that you saw like that was going to be a really good thing for the Vancouver, you know, like as an independent musician, you saw the benefit right away?
Absolutely, yeah. No, I mean, there's like I've always said is that Vancouver is like, compared to places like New York and Montreal, it's sort of in the larvae stage, but there's so many eggs everywhere. And there's all these eggs all around the city, and there's such great music. But in a way, we're all sort of hermits in a way. And I just, as soon as I met Dan, I knew it was going to be, that 30 Live was going to be a perfect place, you know, to unify all of us and just to grow this incredible local music scene. I think 30 Live's was perfect for it, and that's why I'm a part of it.
Cool. And how did you guys settle on the forum for your venue?
Well, to be honest, we're just in the right place at the right time. The forum that classically was the old Buffalo Club, which was a classic music venue, it's a fantastic room. I was already working here doing one-off events for them. Music was something I'm very passionate about and wanted to come to and get a night going somewhere. To be honest, it's if I had another 10 choices anyway, we'd still choose here, but this was just the perfect place to do it. The room's a big open space, and the setup's really good here, so I really think we're in a perfect location on Granville Street to really promote the night and promote the individual bands that come here to play for us.
Cool, right on. And Leon, how's the space to play in since you've now played in it in the first concert?
Yeah, it's great, man. They put in a new stage, and they have a sound system. They get a great sound guy who does sound all around the city. It's a great stage to play, and it's a great sort of, it's a good mix, this club of sort of dingy and chic at the same time. It's dirty, but it's clean, and it's nice, yeah. And it's a great place to come to. It's a great place to see bands, and it was a great place to play as well.
The biggest thing with it is that the room's big enough to put like an amazing kick-ass gig on, but it's small enough for bands to work to fill it to put on a good gig.
It's definitely a band's job to promote themselves, but we're not the kind of promoters who just sort of hire bands and sit back, watch it happen, and take our cut. You know, we're very, very involved. We're all over social media. We've been on like Van Music, the blog online. We've been on hoping to get on to Winnie Cooper. I mean, we're doing this interview right now. You know what I mean? We're active every day, me and Dan, in trying to make these nights sort of gain some momentum, because we see how good it can be, and we see how good it can be to see as an audience member, but also to play. And so it's part of growing the scene, but also putting on these enjoyable events that are mutually beneficial for the people who are coming, for the bar who's putting it on, and for us.
Yeah. Cool.
The bands that we're actually putting on, we personally believe in every single one of them that they're here to do something and that they have potential to do this at a high professional level. I promote them endlessly on Facebook. Not only do we promote the three bands that are planned on the night, we also promote other bands, other local bands around the venue, their MySpace details, websites, their name. We also play some tracks on the night as well from other local bands. So potentially we could promote up to 40 local bands on any one event that we do.
Cool. Yeah, when you walked in, if you came to the first event, you would have walked in and you would have seen about 25 different MySpaces just posted up, and there was a little note there that said, you know, these bands don't necessarily have anything to do with 30 Live yet, but these are bands that are great, and these are bands that you should check out.
Right.
You know, instead of flipping on AC/DC after a band finishes, we want to make a local music playlist so that when you're listening to the music on the PAs in between bands, you're hearing local music.
Cool.
And yeah, so we really wanted to gear this to make it a local music night.
Yeah. And I guess that I was at the first 30 Live, and I remember, Dan, when you were coming up to introduce each band, one of the things that you really sort of made is obviously was an important part of your sort of, you know, strategy, I guess, for the whole series, is that it's Vancouver music, independent Vancouver bands. And I guess that's something that's unique about your series that may be different from other, you know, venues that are promoting local artists because, you know, they're bringing in headliners from different places, well, right?
To be honest, we had to put on local Vancouver bands. I mean, I tried to get some electro-pomp funk experimental acts from France, but the Biltmore had them all. So we have to go with Vancouver bands.
Damn, it,
damn you, Biltmore. So they've got all the experimental funk electro acts from France, and we put on local bands that play music.
Yeah,
and we're happy to do it because there's so much talent in this city, you know what I mean? It's just like it's actually unbelievable. I mean, if you in any two block radius in this city, there is a band practicing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just growing, and I guarantee you that in 10-15 years all these eggs are going to start hatching, and we're going to have another New York on our hands. There's a revolution happening right now, and that's why we love doing this, because we feel like we're a part of making it grow.
Great. Thanks, guys.
No worries.
Thanks for having us.